This is a Novell Open Audio special report from the GNOME Users and Developers European Conference in Villanova, Spain.
One of the hot topics that I've been dealing with lately is the GNOME main menu that Novell has been working on inside of SUSE Linux Enterprise Desktop 10. And with me right now is Jim Krell, who is one of the designers of and guys who've implemented a lot of the work on this, along with the Novell usability team. So, Jim, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
And what can you tell us about the approach that people took on the new main menu?
Well, the first approach was to make a pretty sharp break away from the traditional hierarchical menu structure that had always existed in the GNOME desktop. And then in addition to that, to guide that sort of breakaway by like intensive usability testing with actual users.
So then the outcome of that has been this thing. Some people call it the slab. I think that's more of like an internal colloquial name that people have been calling
it. Yeah, it's the word we've been using in the development team.
And you've got on it the essential elements on there are some apps that are people's favorite apps, plus the most recently used apps with a roller bar that can switch you between them, and most recent documents there. And then you've got a few other elements as well, like the control center and those kind of things. How did you guys do the process of isolating down which things would be on this?
The control center apps and the hard drive status and network status, so these are all sort of key components which users really do need to interact with at all the time. And, of course, like accessing your applications is something that needs to be like pretty readily available to the user, so that's why it was decided to be put in the main menu. Favorite applications is, you know, basically things that you've bookmarked, and so that's like things that a user would find to be really important to have. And of course, like something that they use frequently is something they've used recently, and having that easily available is also important, and that goes for both applications and documents.
Now, some of the criticism that I saw, like the blog entry that I did, which hit some, I didn't realize there was so much interest in this, but it hit over 20,000 hits in a single day, which flatlined all the rest of my blog entries where I normally have about 6 readers. But that went huge out there. But then some of the people on Dig were saying, you know, this shouldn't be made easier. I like the menus that we have now. When you hear that kind of thing, and then you've been working on this, what kind of response do you have to that? Why make it easier like this?
Well, for the people who say that they prefer the old menu, I would reply to them, well, the old menu is still available. And for those who would say, like, why move to something else, is because a lot of people were really dissatisfied with the old menu. Like me in particular, I really didn't like the fact that I had so many applications, and to find the one I needed, I had to use somebody else's sort of grouping, like, ideology. Like, when I want to find an email client, sometimes that was grouped under internet. And I don't consider email, like, email does involve the internet, but I don't consider that to be an internet-oriented application. And
yeah,
so,
it's much more personal communication out there, right, that just happens to use the internet. Yeah. So that makes sense.
But calling it internet makes sense to other people. So you really, when you have so many applications and when you have so many categories of them, you really just can't rely on somebody else for doing the categorization for you, like happens in a hierarchical menu. So you need something flatter, and you need something that has sort of more direct correlation to how people use their computer.
Have you seen any, like, as you watched people use this, because I'm sure you've gone through some usability tests as you designed it or as you worked on the interface, have you seen any things that people start doing, or even yourself as you use it, people start to use more often, or tricks that they do that are different from what the menus do?
Well, another really important difference between the new main menu and the old main menu is the thing that we've been calling tiles. And traditionally in the old main menu, all you could use it to do was open applications and launch applications and open your documents. But now with tiles, where we tie a lot of sort of system functionality into that like UI element, the launcher, as sometimes it's called, what happens is users like use their right-click menus a lot and do sort of more complicated actions directly through the main menu that do not require them to open up some other managing software.
Yeah, so a more sophisticated user, as an example on that I've seen, is you can actually right-click an application and you can upgrade it from there, or right. you can uninstall if you're an administrator.
Yeah. Oh, actually, it's not even like a sophistication. It's sort of like it brings down the amount of sophistication a user needs to access those, because they don't need to know some special application to achieve that. They can just do it directly with the object.
Now, there's one other element that you've got on the main menu. You've, of course, integrated the Beagle search there. We'll be talking to Joe Shaw later in the day, I think. But why search there?
Well, because search is something that, like network and your recent documents, it's something that is, you know, very important to have, like, immediately accessible. And it's also important to start getting users acquainted to the concept of search, because traditionally the way one found items on your computer was to just know where they are. It was sort of the paradox that in Joe Shaw's talk on Beagle he referred to as the Trowbridge paradox, which is you can't find something unless you know where it is. And the issue is, like, once we start getting users used to the idea of search, they'll realize, like, how powerful it is.
Yeah, so that kind of gets to the whole, I think it was George Carlin said something about, you ever notice that when you look for something, it's always in the last place you look. Yeah, so you cut right to the last place you look. It doesn't...
The first place you look.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Anything else about the menus that we should get out there to listeners who are going to be tuning into this?
Well, I mean, I just encourage them to offer lots of feedback.
Yeah, so what channels can they give you feedback on that, or if they wanted to say, you know, hack against it or anything like that, are there opportunities for that coming up?
It's been put into public CVS now, GNOME CVS. The name of the project is SLAB, so just check out that.
SLAB, S-L-A-B.
S-L-A-B. Check out that module. Any bugs one minds, like, can go right to bugzilla.novell.com. And you can email me personally, jimmyk@novell.com.
And that's also, Bugzilla also is the place where people can put in their enhancement requests
as
well, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
All right. Thanks very much for taking some time with us, Jim.
No problem.